Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Utah 2. What's that from? Utah 2.
Break. Gary Busey asking for a burrito from Point Break.
No, it's a meatball sandwich.
Oh.
He wants two of them, Utah. Visit reallifesci-fi.show. We've got a bunch of links on there and stuff like that. It's our friend, Tony Sam. What's up?
Hi, friends.
The history of gaming. Wait, your blur went away.
I wanted you to see the chaos that is my life.
Okay.
Also, I've got a sponsorship from Home Depot that I want to let your viewers know about.
So have you been? You've been on the show a few times.
Yeah, this is my first remote show.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I've only done it with you guys in person, in the studio.
Yeah, you did it twice in the stage, right?
That's right.
I feel like we got to get back to that. We should just get back to being in person.
We had a good time.
I know, it's pretty fun.
Drinking a few brews with your buds.
Are you drinking booze? Brews?
No, but that's what we did.
Well, so how are you doing this work? Right. All right. Thanks for coming. we'll be sure to watch out the history of games changers. Game changers.
I have almost every system if you need someone playing any of them. I have so many.
Do you two love Nintendo?
Yeah.
I love Nintendo, sure.
It's my favorite. Pretty excited. I got a Super Mario Brothers 3 game cartridge recently. It's in the box. And it's
nice.
It's my favorite game art.
Now, did you watch Fred Savage? What was that?
Oh, The Wizard.
Did you watch The Wizard before you played Super Mario 3? Or did you play the game first? Do you remember?
Not to brag, but I had a subscription in Nintendo Power. And I knew about it coming. So a lot of kids, I think, who were younger, they didn't know anything about it. And then at the end, you're just like, what in the hell is this? And so the theater's just full of kids just losing their shit. And
yeah,
immediately.
And that was a great game. So it was cool to be revealed in the movie. But nobody played it before, right? That was the reveal?
No, that was the kind of first, the sneak peek the world got to see of all the gameplay. And one really sad, bizarre note. Well, there's actually a couple weird things from that movie. The girl is the lead singer of Rilo Kiley. Didn't know that.
Me neither.
She is. And the villain, the kid who's, he's like got the power glove and he's a real bully. Turns out he's a sex offender now. So if you were wondering what happened to his career, he diddled kids.
Kind of a 50-50 shot.
I was going to say, it's Jared Leto. We just didn't recognize him.
No. He was a classic 80s villain kid. You're like, this guy's going to have a career doing this. No, he had other tastes.
Oy.
Sorry.
I'm looking at the IMDb.
He had a weird name too, but he didn't do much, I don't think, after. Well, he may have done a few things in his teens, but
he was definitely a lot older than everybody else. You know what I mean? So it's weird to watch an older kid bully Fred Savage. I'm like, man, that's like
Christian Slater's the brother. What's it? Bo Bridges is the dad.
Christian Slater's the brother?
Yeah, all-star cast.
Wait, but no, because no.
Right, he's the older brother that they don't understand Fred Fred.
No, because Fred Savage is an older brother to the Wizard. Fred Savage isn't the Wizard.
No, I know. The Wizard is the younger brother who's, he's...
Oh, so there's just two brothers.
There's an older brother, and then the younger brother who's going to win it all.
Got it. Jimmy?
Jimmy! The most average name they could have picked. Billy? Jimmy? Timmy?
Jimmy? Jimmy's played by Luke Edwards, and he was in Little Big League.
Jimmy and Timmy are also the name of every brother in every improv scene you've ever seen.
Luckily, I've never seen an improv scene.
Oh, you are lucky. Consider yourself lucky.
If you've seen one good one, it'll make you go to 50 other ones.
Oh, yeah, you're hooked. One good one. It'll make you sign up for classes with Sharna Halpern. God rest her theaters.
Is that the I.O. lady?
Yes, the I.O. lady.
She ruled with an iron fist.
I actually, in my first level I took in Chicago with her, her dog did most of the talking in that class. I think we watched her dog run around the stage for about half the class. And then she'd chime in every now and then.
I mean, I love that. I'll take a class where I just get to watch a dog.
I was like, how much do we pay for this class? Oh, yeah, let's look at your dog every 20 minutes.
Well, we got something here on the show called the WOW Scale.
WOW Scale.
Stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WOW Scale?
Yes, God, I hope I'm more of a Willie.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's find out. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I believe in aliens. I feel like they've been here, and I think they've been here in the last 300 years. They didn't like what they saw, and they're like, fuck this. I don't know, or they crashed and they died trying to leave.
I wish I was an alien.
Who knows?
Well, fucking come and get me then. I mean, what? They must have crashed, yeah?
You just might not know it. That's the plot of several films.
Yeah, I think that's
you might not know.
Isn't that a different brother road trip movie where Daryl or something, where the younger kid is like an alien? Is that right?
Daryl is a robot, and he knows it. But it takes him a while. Nobody else knows it. Oh. He's like an AI. He becomes sentient.
Like a Manchurian candidate, but for aliens.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's a great idea for them to send aliens here and making them think they're human.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's been done. Hasn't that been done? It's such a good idea. I feel like I've seen it. Isn't that Cylons a little bit? It's a little bit Cylon.
Bracken Cylons.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right, question 2. Ghosts.
I think ghosts are made up. I'm sorry.
That's no, don't be sorry. You should be apologizing to yourself because you just inched toward a Wade. Let's keep this going with question number 3. Bigfoot.
He's out there.
Yes.
No, come on. Now you're just saying things because you want to skew the
No, I love...
You really think Bigfoot exists?
I think there's got to be abominable snow people.
All right. Illuminati.
This is the one that Kanye West is a part of?
From what you're saying, I'm going to say, yeah, everyone's throwing out the symbols before his concerts and...
Yeah, it's real. It's got to be.
And you think they just go after hip-hop stars?
No, I think they've... They tap a few just to, you know, keep things interesting.
To diversify?
That's your word, man. I didn't say that at all.
Kind of what you were saying.
Actors, no, politicians.
What you were implying.
No. They're keeping they're singing and having a good time. They're like, hey, these guys are fun. Bring them on board.
What about the multiverse? What are your thoughts on that? Not the Marvel multiverse, the real multiverse. You think there's different multiverses?
Nah, that sounds like a bunch of hoo-ha.
Well, you're a 3. Everyone's a 3.
Oh, nuts. So what's that mean?
It supports that we should run the show, because like if we were both 3s, I don't know if we'd get into so many things.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I see. You're supposed to be, you know, juxtaposed.
Yeah, that way we can scream at each other.
Yeah.
All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, what happened to Randy Quaid? Oscar nominated American actor known for his roles as Independence Day, National Lampoon's Vacation. In recent years, Quaid made his headlines for his erratic behavior and claims that he and his wife are being targeted by a group of Hollywood star whackers who are allegedly embezzling his money and plotting against him. While some view his actions as evidence of a mental health crisis, others believe there might be elements of truth to his accusations, though no concrete evidence has been presented. Is there any truth to this madness? Or is he just a mad actor gone mad? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. What are you guys' initial thoughts of Randy Quaid?
I don't believe in him.
What about the Illuminati?
I don't believe in him.
Oh, he doesn't exist. Yeah, that's good.
I think he's the perfect example of what we talked about. I think he's an alien and doesn't realize it.
What was he nominated for an Oscar?
One of his first movies. It was
Last Picture Show.
Well, I thought it was The Last Detail.
Oh, I know in that movie his love interest is Cloris Leachman.
I can look it up. I thought he was nominated for the one with Jack Nicholson where they were both
Last Detail.
Yeah, I thought that was the one he got nominated for. Last Picture Show was his first movie was like I think it won.
Yeah,
an Oscar.
it was Last Detail. Last Picture Show was his first movie. Then he did What's Up, Doc? Whatever the fuck that is. And then he did Last Detail.
Bugs Bunny.
I mean, if he's in movies with Bugs Bunny, then he definitely doesn't exist.
That's right. He's a cartoon.
We talked about this years ago. Is there new stuff?
There kind of isn't anything new. It's just kind of disappeared. Most of the stuff that I'm finding is, 2010, 2016.
What do you think he's so bonkers?
Let me share this. This was posted 13 years ago. This is a CBS interview. I will say this before we say it. I feel like, when I try to explain things, there are a lot of things lost in the way that my mind works. So when I just want to immediately say he says star whackers and just the fact that he gave it that name turns off a lot of people.
Oh, because I'm looking at his credits. And in 2011, he's in a movie called Star Whackers.
Oh, so that is his wife made that. And that was like a documentary of what was happening to them. And it's an avant-garde artistic.
And it hasn't been released.
And I have that also. And his wiener is in it a bunch. And he's a shower, not a grower.
He shows his wiener in the movie?
Yeah. His wife was a model and an actress. And she did some nude layouts also and
but why artistic well, why does right? he show it if it's about Hollywood coming after him? What are the scenes where he's like, I gotta show my dick for sure?
I know, dude, watching it makes me go, if you're trying to make people think you're sane, like, this is not a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe the implant is in his wiener that the star whackers put there. And it can only be removed by fellatio.
Does he draw a bunch of stars on his dick and then whack it?
No, but his wife is the DP, and she's going in and out on it also, calling attention to it, which is not something that you should do if you're trying to portray not caring about it.
Star Whackers sounds like a bad movie pitch about space mafia.
Yeah.
Hey, we're star whackers. We go around whacking this stars in our, our ship and shit. We make pizza too.
Who do you want us to whack next? B055. Get it?
Yeah. Spell it out. Is that your best space mafia voice? You really phoned that in.
Well, I was Randy Quaid in that scenario. So
oh, I see.
I didn't figure he would. But
Billy, let's hear your best space whacker.
What do you think we should do? Go after the big cheese himself, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
All right, let's hear this interview. Randy Quaid has a big beard now.
A big
beard. Yeah, he looks like Crazy Santa, but here's one of the first interviews where he brings up stuff. And
Randy Quaid joins us now exclusively from Vancouver, Canada, for his first live interview since this all began. Randy, good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Nice to be here. As far as we're concerned, we're going to do everything that legally that we have that protects our interests and our safety. And, you know, we defer to our attorneys.
Okay, let's talk about the concerns that you have for your safety. You say that you're staying in Vancouver, you're staying in Canada because you don't want to come to the States because you're afraid of these people who are out to kill celebrities and you specifically. Why do you have that fear?
I have that fear because for the last 3 years and really the last 20 years, there I've been racketeered on. My finances have been decimated by a group of people, such as my ex-attorney, my ex-business manager, and a estate planner, specifically. They have conspired together to co-opt my corporations, put in trustees without my knowledge.
But are they now trying to kill you?
Well, yes. I mean, not in a sense where, you know, they're going to come over and shoot me with a gun or anything like that. But the way they've manipulated the system, the court system, to have us falsely arrested and to make it impossible for us to operate from on a daily basis in the most basic way. I mean, banking,
right.
Owning a house, renting a house,
right.
Renting a car. I mean, we cannot function.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, it's not that you feel that someone's going to kill you literally. It's that you feel that they're just trying to decimate you and take things away. If that's the case, that's different from what
you've said. If things keep going the way they are, if things keep going the way they are, and we don't do something about it to expose these people, my wife and I will be out on the street. And we'll have nothing to eat. Okay, that's how bad it is.
Okay, so why have you said then that you feel that the same people who you believe killed David Carradine and Heath Ledger, these star whackers, are out to kill you as well?
Well, they are star whackers. I mean, they're people who, I knew David Carradine.
He was found dead in Bangkok. You believe they hanged him in Bangkok?
Yes.
And they forced Heath Ledger to take drugs in New York?
I can't believe that David would commit suicide. His wife has recently come out and said that she believes that he was murdered. Heath was an athlete. He played Australian football. He was robust. It's just, I've had 8 friends of mine who have either died or mysteriously or had scandals surrounding them in recent years. And this is what I'm talking about when I mean by star whacking. I mean, it's not killing somebody necessarily. It's just creating a scandal or a mystery around a celebrity that that discredits them.
All right.
And
as long as you're listening,
I think it was possible that he could have taken some tainted prescription drugs, yes.
Well, he seems like he's on a lot of sedatives and or mood stabilizers. He seems like he's barely able to keep his eyes open, and he seems defiant.
I wanted to share this video first because the setup to this was they fled to Canada. And a lot of people said they fled to Canada to avoid legal stuff, but when they got to Canada is when they found out about this legal stuff. What had happened was they skipped out on some hotel bills that they thought they paid. It was like a $15,000 hotel deal or something. And in this interview, he doesn't name who he thinks it is. In this other interview, he does. So this was before that. And so while they're in Canada, like, hey, you guys got court dates for this. So he's saying that the people running his estate took his property just from running their estate for so long, put their properties in other people's names and took money from them. And so
while
they're living,
happens to celebrities constantly.
Yeah, they're not being star whacked.
Yeah, that's just you trusted people with your money.
But he's saying because they weren't agreeing to like pay them off and stuff, that they're making it worse. And like, and so he's saying that, like, because these people have been running his finances for like 20 years, if he dies, they basically can take over his estate. And so he's like, oh, I'm being such a problem that they're going to try to kill me instead, because most people just pay them off.
Do you think people would take his estate because he hasn't paid on it in a long time? Maybe the bank is who's trying to whack him.
It's a pretty tricky situation. Like, it ended up being that the person running his estate put Dennis's name on one of the properties. And so Dennis owns it. And then another one they put in their name. And so later on, they also got arrested for breaking into their house that they thought they owned.
Do you think Dennis Quaid's a star whacker?
He has been this mess too.
He's been embezzled.
We'll get into who the guy is after this next interview. So this next one is he's about to get arrested. And wait, first off, how did you make you a host? How did you draw all over that shit?
Are you jealous?
Yeah.
Willie sounds like Randy Quaid talking about Dennis Quaid. He's a little jealous.
It's right on the side of the screen when you put that video up.
Yeah, once you share it, it just pops up and you can do whatever you want.
Oh, that's weird, because me sharing it, maybe it's not on there for me. At any rate, another interview where Randy's coming across the border, turning himself in only under the stipulation that he gets to read this confession thing.
Is he clean shaven?
No, he's in process of growing.
The gun, the down.
Not crazy yet.
This is his hottest version. See, it's right in a box.
The past 20 years, my wife, Evie, and I have been the victims of criminal activities perpetrated by a small network of individuals who are out to destroy us personally, professionally, and financially. This network of individuals is manipulating the banking system and the criminal justice system for the purposes of sabotaging our credit and our credibility. Up until a year ago, Evie and I had never had any run-in with the law whatsoever. We are not criminals, nor are we fugitives from justice, nor are we crazy. We are simply artists and filmmakers who are being racketeered on. We believe there are to be a malignant tumor of star whackers in Hollywood. How many people do you know personally who have died suddenly and mysteriously in the past 5 years? I have personally known 8 actors, all of whom...
What the... What kind of zoo is that?
Posted.
All of whom I have worked with and was close to. Heath Ledger, Chris Penn, David Carradine among them. I believe these actors were whacked, and I believe that many others, such as Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, and Mel Gibson, are being played to get at their money. In the meantime, many a celebrity's image and marketability is being co-opted and destroyed. Google helps out by keeping the negative stories near the top of a celebrity's webpage because it's the negativity that brings in the advertising revenue.
Thank you for the information.
In my own case, my ex-attorney Lloyd Braun has joined this tribe of bottom feeders by creating his own celebrity gossip website. What is wrong with that picture? When your own attorney starts defaming you, who do you turn to defend you? Lloyd Braun also claims to have come up with the idea of the Sopranos, so he's obviously familiar with the ways and means of organized crime. Unfortunately, my brother Dennis has made matters worse by buying a house from Mr. Braun on property Braun originally bought with money he embezzled from me. I recently discovered, much to my surprise, that Dennis is also on the deed to my Santa Barbara property. This is also the work of Mr. Braun, further confounding the validity of the transfer of my fully furnished property in 1992 to Mr. Bruce Berman. I have earned approximately $40 million throughout my career. I have profit participation in some of my films. I am being embezzled from by this monstrous ring of accountants, estate planners, and lawyers who are mercilessly slandering me and trying to kill my career, and I believe murder me in order to gain control of my royalties. I wish to return to only one thing, work.
In these two interviews, he definitely has hints of paranoia. But I also genuinely believe that he's sane in both of these and that these people have taken his money.
Do you think he takes any illicit drugs?
There's definitely rumors of them smoking weed and doing cocaine, him and his wife, on a couple sets.
You don't think there's any harder stuff at play? Because there's a psychotic break that sounds like it's happened here for me.
Most of this stuff, it's so surface. It's just one of those stories that it's hard to dive deep into unless you dive deep into it. And most people don't. So like initially you watching this, tell me what you think.
Well, having experience with people who, were addicted to meth and their mood is permanently altered, like it alters your brain chemistry and there's paranoia. You think you're being followed. You think there's this group out to get you. I think he believes what he's saying. whether or not it's based in a reality we are all in. Like when he started to cry there, I don't know if he's method acting, just naming off people he really liked, or he truly in his brain believes that they were taken out by this thing based on his altered brain chemistry. I don't know that I believe there is a syndicate out to get Randy Quaid of all. If there was a syndicate, they'd go after someone a lot better than Randy Quaid.
I do agree with you that, I mean, he did know these people. He just worked with a lot of them, like recently, right before this. He just worked with Heath Ledger on Brokeback Mountain and Chris Penn. At any rate, David Carradine's death, you know, they say the story is he hung himself. He had a rope tied from his neck to his genitalia. Right? And he had marks on his neck that they say couldn't have happened from just the asphyxiation, as whatever you say that. And his ex-wife was like, you know, yeah, we were into that stuff, but he never did anything by himself. And there was proof of someone else in the room, but the story is just he committed suicide. I mean, you know, so there's weirdness to it.
Okay, sure. But that's really just cops getting stuff off of their ledger, right? I mean, like, oh, Heath Ledger. Yeah. Wait, it's all connected. Well, first of all, wasn't Chris Penn, like, notoriously out of fucking shape? And like the guy was a giant. By the time he died,
he was only 40. But yeah, I mean, he was 300 pounds.
Right? Didn't he have a substance problem?
Yeah, I can only imagine.
They found prescription drugs in his body. Nothing in an overdose state, you know. Promethazine and codeine.
What was the Heath Ledger official story?
Heath Ledger's story is weird because listen to the things he had in his body. Now I will say at the time I did watch this big documentary on him. Made by one of his really close friends that we know. And like, he was just doing really magical things at this time. He was like directing music videos, creating stuff with his kid.
Right. But in that documentary, he's also like described as manic. He would like wake up. He would never sleep. Basically. He would like show up to his friends' houses and like knock on the door and be like, hey, let's go do stuff.
Well, this documentary isn't public. It was like his
best. Well, whatever product. Documentary I'm talking about, that's how they described it.
He definitely had insomnia for a couple years, you know. But in his body, when he died, he had Oxycontin, Vicodin, Valium, Xanax, Unisom, and Restoril.
Well, this one I have to agree with Randy Quaid on, because I don't think Heath Ledger would have killed himself knowing the last movie he'd ever do is the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Right. And in his scene, he's committing suicide.
You don't want to leave that as your last film on purpose.
Is that the one where they had to then like recast him and a bunch of different people played his part or not?
Yes. It was a Terry Gilliam movie, and they recast him, but then they played it as if the character changed also. So they changed it either one or two more times.
Oh, yeah. Guess what the character's name was?
Randy Quaid.
Tony.
So he did Brothers Grimm, and then he went back. He was like, yep, more Terry Gilliam for me. Now that I'm a huge star, Terry Gilliam. Listen, I think Terry Gilliam's one of the most overrated people in Hollywood. I just don't understand Terry Gilliam at all.
I don't like Brazil. I'll say it. I don't like Brazil.
I don't like Brazil either.
Oh, I love Brazil. It's one of my top 10
I do love Time Bandits, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and find Gilliam movie that I like.
Time Bandits is stressful because I love that movie, but boy, that kid has to put up with a lot of shit. I mean, like...
Oh, I know. And then the ending, that poor boy. I mean, maybe that boy, the poor boy.
I don't think I've ever seen Time Bandits.
I forget the bad guy in that. He's one of the best fucking
evil.
Yeah. What the fuck is his name?
He's also the guy who plays Sark in Tron.
Yeah.
Fear and Loathing, maybe. I don't know. I just don't like Terry Gilliam, dude.
Oh, you like that one? Those are good movies. I agree with you, Brazil.
It's fine. Terry Gilliam also directed The Fisher King with Robin Williams. So,
oh, you're thinking he was star whacked?
Yeah.
What if Terry Gilliam is the leader of the star whackers?
It's just lawyers and accountants.
The Bridges brothers have a lot to do with this, I think. I keep seeing their names in these movies.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that the Bridges have a beef with the Quaids?
Yeah, maybe, because they had the fabulous Baker Boys, and that didn't do shit.
Yeah.
How do you feel learning as a kid that, like, there's these acting families?
I don't like it because I feel like it's rigged.
Yeah.
It's all rigged.
The Bridges?
The Bridges of Madison County. It's about Jeff and Bo Bridges.
But at least they didn't have kids, right? Now we got Jack to deal with, who seems like a nice guy or whatever, but...
You know, his dad, you know, Dennis Quaid, was the modern John Wayne. You know, that's what they try to make every actor to be. Is like, oh, yeah, you're the next Tom Selleck or whatever. You know, there's like these people that they try to push and put him in everything. And then, like, just kind of does some shit stinkers. And
you're not wrong. I never had a problem with Dennis Quaid.
I'm trying to look up good movies in the 80s. Like,
I love Dennis Quaid. I love Inner Space.
And
oh, I love Inner Space.
Enemy Mine.
What's the dream one? Dreamscape. Ooh, that's a good one.
Is that like a thriller or something?
Yeah, there's this guy who can go into your dreams and kill you. It's almost like Freddy Krueger, but it's not.
I just think when it comes to Randy Quaid and his, he's talking about two people who, Chris and the Kung Fu
David
guy.
David Carradine,
like, neither of those guys were ever stable, right? And then
Carradine,
obviously, Ledger's not fucking stable. Like, did you guys see the Joker notebook that he had?
He created
it's actually pretty cool. When he was preparing for the role, he like made this Joker notebook that was just put online recently for some reason. It's pretty cool to check out. I don't think he has mental illness because of this notebook. He was just doing work.
You want to know how I got these scars?
The documentary that I saw, he was so fucking sane, and he was about to drop some really cool creative shit. I just want to say that the little weird details about Heath Ledger's thing too, not that I think that this is a trial of something, but his massage therapist was supposed to meet him, got there before 3 p.m. He wasn't responding, so she called his girlfriend, Mary Kate Olsen. They didn't call the police. She called the security guard to go to the house, so the security guard went to the house, and then they called the police.
What if the massage therapist, she showed up and she's like, oh, you were just very loose. I'll work out you anyway, but you seem like you're already there. And she did it. And then, like, she just left. She, like, massaged him. And she's like, you are so just loose. And then she's like, well, he seemed fine when I was there. Nothing?
It makes me go, she could have given him some pills.
You think the massage therapist said, you're a little tense. Take some of these silly pills.
I'm weirded out by all the pills that were in his body. There's too many.
How many pills?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six pills.
Six different drugs. I don't know how many pills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, if you like to party, you can never get enough partying.
None of these are party drugs. You don't party with Valium, Vicodin.
You party with all those. Those are all party drugs.
Well, Valium and Vicodin, those are both real downers.
I know. Like, if you like to sit down at a party.
What's the difference between alcohol? It's the same thing.
But I don't mix beer and wine.
That would be two alcohols in your system.
I can't. I'm kidding.
I just think the people that he's listing, and then Britney Spears, you know, whatever.
She was
Lindsay
in
his Lohan. Huh?
She was in his system too.
Heath had Britney and Lindsay in his system.
Oh no.
Yeah. I mean, he's listing off people that definitely have people going after their money. Is it convenient? Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, hey, they're like me. They're going through problems just like me. They must have the same attorney problems.
Well,
problems.
Sure. And my point is not that it's convenient, but it's that the problem is not star whackers. It's that America discards our stars and then they do a bunch of drugs to recapture their high that they had. And then they fucking die.
Yeah. I mean, but his claim specifically is if you don't let them embezzle money from you, then they can get you in trouble with everyone so that you're not as valuable. And
right.
That's such a blanket claim.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, like, what are the specifics of that? Because, like, and obviously you don't know because he didn't, like, cite sources or anything. He's just, like, listing a bunch of people that are going through the trials of. What about like James Dean? Like, if he really wanted to make a point, he should have gone to the past and been like Elvis, James Dean, and then come up with some fucking footnotes.
And this does lead to what you were saying, Tony, is that like, well, these are just all people that he knows. That's why he's listening. And it's like, ah, they're getting them too. You know, yeah. It's just him projecting his situation onto everyone else.
It's very strange. Like, do we know where he is now?
Yeah, he's in Canada. As far as I know, a lot of the stuff has just kind of disappeared, which is weird because I know that it's easy to spend $40 million when you've made it over a career, especially with some bad house deals, whether they were your lawyer's fault or not.
Probably very easy to spend that much money in a lot quicker time than that, considering everybody and their brother's like, hey, I got this great deal. You got money that you can invest. And they're like, oh, okay. And they give it. And guess what? The fastest way to become broke in Hollywood is to invest in Hollywood.
But also to have somebody else running your money. That's what always happens. You know what I mean? So like, even though they own properties, they were still just renting. They would rent like famous people's houses, live there for a year or two, and then move on to something else. So they think that this hotel deal, because they did pay their bills, whether it's, you know, and at some point, Randy's doing commercials, making a lot of money for, I forget which credit card company. And then that credit card company that he's doing commercials for gets pulled. They can't use it anymore. So while they're on the run, they can't even use their credit cards.
Jeez.
And so you know, everything adds to the...
It sounds like you believe Randy Quaid.
I just want to see his perspective more clear, because it's so easy to write everything off and just go like, yeah, if he was being racketeered and embezzled against, like, who would listen to him anyway? So I want to get into the person who he is throwing out there.
Do that.
So this guy is Lloyd Braun. Have you guys heard that name before?
He just mentioned him a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. He worked for Sopranos, so he knows how to kill people.
Right. He learned from watching you. Kind of thing. Not you, but he watched the show enough, he knows.
This kind of leads into a fun, crazy thing. Lloyd Braun was, you know, he's an American media executive attorney. He started out as an entertainment attorney. His clients include Larry David, Howard Stern, David Chase, Randy Quaid.
There's a Seinfeld character called Lloyd Braun. Yep.
That's who Lloyd Braun is named after. Fucking Lloyd Braun. He was his attorney. And, you know, George's mom loved Lloyd Braun and George was Larry David. And then he starts to go crazy. So there's this episode where it's like Kramer's trying to prove that he's not crazy. Anytime somebody says the word crazy, like, no. You know, Jerry, you like this gum? Buy this gum. It's fun that the episode is about this go-getter that ends up being crazy. So he left his law practice in 1994 to then serve as president of the Brillstein Gray Entertainment for like 5 years. He, you know, oversaw the building of the studio, and they had the Sopranos and Just Shoot Me a News Radio.
So he was a career maker and breaker.
Yeah. And
now we've wrapped Phil Hartman into this mess.
Yeah. And all of these, he kind of got kicked out of a lot of these things, even though he was doing great here, got kicked out of Brillstein Gray. Now he's chairman of Buena Vista Television Productions, overseeing Disney's television studios for a few years. And then he's chairman of ABC Entertainment Group for 3 years, forced out of his position at ABC.
Why?
Shortly after greenlighting. I think these guys all get pushed around. But he just greenlit the pilot show to Lost.
They said, take Lost and get out of here. This show's not going to be nothing.
And he does the voice for previously on Lost.
He did?
Yeah.
What? Really?
They kicked him out? Maybe they didn't like the way he
read it. While he was at ABC, he greenlit a bunch of shows and then he got kicked out. And those shows were Desperate Housewives, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Boston Legal, The Bachelor, Grey's Anatomy. And he also signed Jimmy Kimmel to ABC.
This seems like proof that he didn't fuck with Randy Quaid.
Yeah, because I feel like he's been star whacked.
Well, in this thing, the big debate going on is he kept saying, no, I've washed my hand of all the Randy Quaid stuff. And I haven't seen, I couldn't find any proof if he's proven it yet. But the idea is that no, he's still gets a lot of information. He still gets residuals from all the things that he worked with Randy for like 20 years for, you know, so he's still very connected to it. No matter what he says, he's, you know, even if the company changes, he's still getting residuals from it. And he still has access to all of that very personal information. I know that it's sounds I know like that he's moved on to other things, but he still has access to it. So it's like, if he was embezzling and extorting them, he could say that he washed his hands clean because he's moved on.
But why? Once you greenlight one of these shows, when you're the chairman of Buena Vista Television Productions, and you greenlight Lost, you're an executive producer. You get so much money.
Yeah, and every show. Like, every show.
Even though he's gone and kicked out. Yeah, he's still, he must still get money for all that, right?
Yeah, so why would you ruin Randy Quaid's life?
Yeah, why would he care about Randy Quaid? He's like producing everything. Randy Quaid's like a pimple on his tushy, even smaller. He's like a pimple on the pimple on his tushy.
Side note, I'm looking on IMDb. He's not listed as a producer for any of these big projects.
I know. And the whole thing is like, well, I was really hoping to find some updated, newer information of where this has gone. And there's just nothing out there. And it is kind of suspect that nothing is out there, you know, other than Randy being crazy and you know, him and Evie have just put videos out there of they're just kind of mocking America and.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe Randy when, like, I've seen this happen to numerous celebrities. It just feels a lot like he became irrelevant and he had a really hard time. And yes, maybe his people embezzled from him, but like, I swear that happens more often than not. It's just, I don't know. It feels like Randy's being a sore loser.
Yeah, I think he's surrounded himself with the wrong people. He was in the downward spiral of his career. And instead of saving money, like a lot of people don't do in this business, they don't plan because it's feast or famine. He didn't plan for the end game. And now he's in trouble.
It's pronounced Toronto.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, dude, just be a Santa Claus. Be a Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
You're already in the Christmas movie.
I'll just share it real quick in case you haven't seen it.
I mean, your career is really washed up when you can't even get like a Hallmark movie.
So when he does, you know, he does like crazy Twitters and he looks like this.
You know what? I'm going to say a prayer for him tonight.
I just want to know what Dennis has to say about this whole thing.
He's very political about it. You know, he's like, I love my brother. That's all I can say. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
But shouldn't he say like, we're trying to get to the bottom of this. Maybe he needs help or something.
Especially with the claims that his brother owns a couple properties that were his.
Right.
Or that were bought with his money. Like, it's like, what? But if he's representing both of them, it might not have been his. You know what I mean? I here's the thing. I wanted to do this topic because I lean towards believing Randy that he is a victim. But looking at a few of these things, I'm kind of like, I do see, and I'm glad you pointed it out, Tony, that like the inklings of having paranoia early on, because I'm like, oh, these first two interviews, he seems totally sane. But I'm like, yeah, there's definitely little bits of.
Yeah, you saw it.
What about all the good points that I made?
No, you didn't make many.
You did. I clunked him in with Tony's because he's the guest.
I think Dennis Quaid hasn't spoken out more about it because he's too busy trying to get back with Meg Ryan.
Oh, no. Did they get separated?
A long time ago.
Long time ago.
Oh, no.
He's trying to fix it. He's like, I got to win her back. I've been terrible.
Yeah, she looks great.
What was the football movie he was in? Was it not necessarily Roughness? Was it The Rookie?
Dennis?
No, no. The Replacements, is that what he was?
Yeah, Any Given Sunday.
Was it Any Given Sunday?
Part two.
I guess. Why?
I just picture him being that washed up football player who lost a cheerleader and like he's never going to get her back. And like their relationship to me seemed more like Camelot than you know, Tom Cruise and anybody he was with.
He just wants it to be him, Jack, and Meg all living together again.
Is Meg Jack's mommy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was in American Underdog, which I accidentally bought one time. I thought I was
you bought
Eric, I bought it. Eric came over and we thought we were just going to like watch. We thought we were going to rent it or something. And I was like, I don't know. Here it is. It's bad. It's the Kurt Warner story.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
And he played Kurt Warner?
No. If only.
That would have been a different movie.
Kurt Warner is played by some Superman looking guy.
A couple years ago, he was considering a governor run. I'm on fucking TMZ. Like, nobody else has new information. Yeah.
Of Minnesota, I hope. He would have had a chance in Minnesota.
Chevy Chase reunites with Randy Quaid and Christie Brinkley at a fan expo. Of course, Chevy does. You know, he's on the outs, too. Like, they're both.
It's too bad about Chevy.
Well, that's what happens when you get old. People don't want to see wrinkled old comedians trying to be funny.
Especially if they're trying to be funny the way they were a long time ago.
Right. They want fresh new comedy, not wrinkly old comedy.
That's right. Can't none of that. I got to shave and I got to shave. I don't want to be old.
Yeah, you're looking like a wrinkled old comedian now.
What about now?
Yeah, that's better. No.
Oh, that's a couple nice smiles in there.
He wanted to be the California governor 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, which is like pretty recent. And I'm like,
the Quaidinator.
I know we can't have Randy Quaid after Arnold, right? Like Arnold fucking...
My name's not Quaid.
Oh shit.
Yeah. See? He knew what... Just stick it up your nose.
I think it all ties together in a very fun way.
Yep. Arnold Schwarzenegger is trying to kill Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Cohagen is Lloyd Braun.
Oh.
And the mutant is Whoopi.
Quanto.
Wait, why Whoopi?
Whoopi.
Hey, Quaid.
Sleazy. That's what he says. She asks him, like, be honest, it'll make the experience better. What kind of woman? Sleazy.
Demure. Sleazy.
Not to get down the road with it, but Johnny Cab. Heck of a day, huh?
Oh, I love it. Robert Picardo. Well, what am I doing here? You're in a Johnny Cab.
I told you not to go to that place, didn't I?
Well, I tried to watch the reboot of that. I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I 10 minutes in, I just went and watched the old one.
Two thumbs way down.
Randy Quaid is like, I guess, like a Trump guy.
No,
I'm just looking at him in this Make Space Great Again. And I'm like, what's that? And I guess it's some ad that Trump had and he pulled it because there was backlash or something.
It seems like Randy would support an RFK.
I bet he does.
Trump retweeted a Randy tweet. He had the long hair, strobe lights, saying like, you know, anti-America stuff.
Yes, yeah, he did. I saw that.
It would be cool if Lloyd Braun was embezzling money from him and he got caught. That would be cool. Yeah. He's probably not. He's probably not.
But that's so long. It's so long ago that like there's no money left. And now this guy's worth 20 times whatever Randy Quaid was worth.
Yeah, Randy for Quaid sure. Squat.
I mean, if you think of all of his residuals going now, like they're probably still more than I made in the last 5 years combined, but it's not that much.
I don't know how residuals work. Don't they get less and less? Like, are people still pulling in vacation residuals?
They do, but all these old movies, when they re-up into new streaming sites and, you know, they get big chunks of change for...
Oh, no, at this point, there's no residuals coming from that aren't like they're getting checks for 2 cents.
I think that's TV residuals, though. Movie ones, you know, you make it, if you're the star of like an Academy nominated movie and you get a new stream deal, that's a whole new contract for like a decade, you know?
Perpetuity.
I don't know, though. What do you think, Tony? Any leaning towards the...
I'll tell you what, I wish him the best. I think he needs some medical attention. I think he's got roped in with some lady who she seems like they did enough drugs together where they're both in La La Land. I'm with Wade on this. I think he's just the victim of mental illness and poor decisions.
You want me to play some of the Star Whackers movie?
Sure.
Show the parts with his wiener.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to see his wiener for sure.
Yeah, I think we're both on the same page about that.
Star Wackers, to be or not to be. And he definitely like putting his acting chops in here, and he's doing a lot of Shakespeare in a lot of this too. And so this is supposed to be a documentary. So I think that it's like this free dick Randy is like Randy Quaid. I rue the hour that But then he also plays born. The guy taking
they
him down.
Shrieked at thy birth, an evil sign.
The night we should have started with this. Time. The guy's off his rocker.
Yeah, what are you, trading
the trees? The raven rooked her in the chimney's top. And chirping pies.
I think if you know Shakespeare, it's like proof that you're sane if you can remember that. It's not proof you're sane, but you know what I mean? Like,
they're gonna put me in the movie.
Oh my God, he's singing the song too?
Make a big star out of me.
Yeah, is this
that's him, right?
Yeah, it is him, but who's this song done by? It's a guy from up north. And all
I
gotta do
is I don't know.
Unto there's you.
Yay. Jesus.
Holy. Big of him a half a memory. Come on.
What? So what is this, though? It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
If you're trying to prove that somebody embezzled money from you, and this is your... I just...
Look, the most upsetting thing right now is not the penis, it's the moopa. It's... it's this. I've got it, too, and I don't know what to do about it. That's what's killing me here. Look at it.
So now he's playing the... the Lloyd Braun character.
If you say so. I don't know who he was playing the first time.
I think he's playing Randy the first time, and now him in the suit is Lloyd Braun.
This is drugs, man.
Yeah, what would not say any of this is drugs? If we would have started with
this. He's shooting at himself. I didn't want to start with this. I found because this out.
It would have made your point. Research. It would have made my point for me.
Yeah. Yeah. We wouldn't have anything to talk about if we started with this. These people are nuts. They've been making like professional movies for their entire lives, and this is what they turn out.
This is like what my friends and I did in high school.
Yeah.
Well, the credits look professional, at least.
We gotta show some of the dinner scene.
I do defy that conjuration.
No, I want to quit doing what I've been doing. Settle down with a woman. Maybe have some kids. I don't know if it's even possible.
Yeah, first things first. Kill Randy Quaid.
That mule, that girl.
How is this guy allowed to have a firearm?
This is Canada.
Look how big he is next to that car. It's like a giant.
Nothing. I know. Is he like 6'5"?
He is 6'5". I looked it up.
Oh, look. Here he is, wild, getting back to just being free.
Even if the guy did embezzle from him, this is what I was saying.
I'm glad at this point.
I'm kind of like, if you're stupid enough, then you deserve to lose your money.
It's a great lesson. If you're going to have somebody be in charge of your finances, like be in charge of checking them.
Yeah. I hate everything about him. Him and his dick nose. He's got a penis nose.
Yeah, you've converted me. Now I hate Randy Quaid.
Is that what the point of this was? Because I hate him now.
I was hoping that there would be some new information and that we would have gotten some juice into...
Well, but what I have to say about that. Like, I think there's no new information because he's totally full of shit. Or they didn't have a reason to keep fucking with him because they took everything, I guess. But, like, if that happened to you and you really believed there was a cabal that was out there to be Star Wackers... Wouldn't you devote your entire life to it, especially once your career's over?
Well,
there should be updates from this guy like every week.
For a good like 5 years, it was constant. Like he was on Twitter like nonstop, you know? I haven't checked in the past 5 years, but I mean, it did feel like that. That's why I was always on his side. I'm like, dude, he keeps calling out the people taking his money.
What about this story makes you think that he's right? Because like, you just saw what we just saw. Yeah, like, why are you still siding with him?
I lost 5 years watching the little did of that movie. Because
I watched a lot of the Twitter along the whole way. You know what I mean? Like,
you were invested.
Yeah, like I follow his account, and he wasn't like posting pro Trump stuff originally. I think he did that to just kind of be that troll of like, but at any rate, like early on, he was battling.
The pro Trump stuff would be the least egregious things I've seen by him in the last hour. Everything I've seen here, it's like this guy's.
This thing came out in 2011. I didn't see it till this week. So based on those two interviews and then watching his Twitter the whole time, I was like, man, there's got to be some truth to what's going on with him.
Did you watch the whole film? Be honest.
I mean, it played through, but I wasn't paying attention the whole time.
But you did pause on the wiener parts.
If there's wiener parts like that, I'm just like,
it's curious.
You can't wear that coat with that wiener.
Well, it's not like it's not just the wiener, it's the mupa. It's the fat over penis area that is just.
Why are you calling it a mupa? I thought fupa was non-gendered. I thought it was front, upper penis, or pussy area.
I thought mupa sounded nice, but I guess you're right. I have a fupa.
I thought you had heard differently.
I have a fupa, and I don't care who knows it. I can't do anything about it. It's my problem area. Okay?
It's not okay. You need to take care of it.
I don't care who knows. I could lose all the weight in the world, and I still got a fupa.
I'll just say this. I don't care about the Trump stuff at all. I just everything else. You're invested in it, but like at this point, do you still think that
it's a no for me?
I may not have even been Lloyd Braun. I feel like a lot of people's attorneys end up skimming off the top. I was invested in them finding some kind of proof that there was something going on. As far as the Star Whackers is concerned, that always bothered me how the name of it and also just the reach of it. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I could see people in charge of money bullying celebrities to fucking pay up. And that's what I was hoping to get out of this whole thing.
What did you get?
I got a lot of depression. I'm like, dude, Randy's fucking great. His acting is great. I was disappointed. I wanted to believe in him and it didn't work out.
Based on everything I've seen, when Wade shaves that beard off and puts a suit on when he goes in front of a press junket or whatever, he's gonna look pretty good based on what I've seen. How Randy cleans up, Wade, you're gonna clean up pretty good too when you gotta give your press conference.
Do you think I should shave my beard? This is new. Should I shave it?
New? That can't be new.
It's newish.
It's the thickness is new. It's like going hard now. I mean, I think it's cool.
I think it's great. I'm just saying, like,
you'll clean up for a press conference.
You'll clean up really well. Well, that's that.
That's that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tony, thank you for being here. What is the show, the video games that made us?
Game Changers.
Game Changers. That's right.
Can you give us any details about it?
We go from the board game era, and we take it through Atari, Nintendo, Sega, Madden, Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Minecraft.
Do you get up to Roblox?
We'll talk about Roblox, Fortnite, and Minecraft all together.
Dude, I'm into all that stuff. It's like my life. I growing up, it was hard because...
All right, save it for the bonus. We should talk about games in the bonus because
I just want to say that I definitely, like, my whole life was like being told not to play video games. Oh, that's bad for his brother. And I'm like, I'm glad that I got to play my
own. I know.
Life.
My mom called it innuendo. She'd like, why are you always playing the innuendo? And I go, I don't know. What are you trying to say?
Does she think that the television is a window?
Well, Willie got it. She just never could say Nintendo. She'd call it innuendo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was having apathy for your mother, not knowing that she's a huge idiot.
Yeah, she's stupid. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, hey, Tony, thank you for being here. You're going to stick around in the bonus. I really do want to, we should just talk about games because I have a lot. I have a lot to say about games, especially like board games and party games now and stuff like that. And I think maybe we should create a game show network game in this bonus that we can all, I've got contacts. Let's just make a game and
we know how to play with groups of creative people. Yeah. You know?
So anyway, stick around for that. That'll be on the bonus Patreon. com/realifesci-fi. And I don't know. Do you want to shoot the audience your Twitter? Do you want to shoot the audience? Do you want to shoot them?
I don't have a Twitter anymore. I gave up. I didn't want to do it. And I'm on Threads. If you like Threads, nobody else does.
This is what Gen Z is doing. So get your name. It's called No Place. This is what Gen Z's into. No Place. I just heard that this was the new thing, it's for, you know, it's for children.
I don't want to live anymore.
You don't have to. I just got on here.
You don't have to. It's fine.
I think about it every day.
See ya.
Bye. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time. Thanks again.